The streets of Antananarivo were calm, and stores and businesses opened as usual, one day after a group of military officers announced they were suspending the transitional government of Madagascar's president, André Rajoelina. Rebel spokesman Colonel Charles Andriano Soavin called for all the armed forces to support the overthrow.
Le prise de pouvoir par le directeur militaire à cause de la situation politique.
He said the military council was seizing power because of the political situation, which has still not been resolved after 18 months. Prime Minister Camille Vital said loyalist officers were talking to the mutineers, whom he said numbered no more than 20. But he said his government would take a tougher stance if the talks failed. The mutiny took place as voters decided in a referendum whether to adopt a new constitution. Supporters hoped the new charter would end a political crisis provoked by a military-backed coup last year that brought Mr. Rajoelina to power. Legal expert Soandra Rebinariv said the main purpose of the proposed charter is to consolidate Mr. Rajoelina's power.
Voting yes on this constitution was voting yes to this transition government, and they are legitimized as the government in power until such time as they decide to hold legislative and presidential elections, and there's no time limit for them to do that.
She said the new constitution gives Parliament the power to name the prime minister, but otherwise makes few substantive changes to the previous document. The new charter also reduces the minimum age of presidential candidates from 40 to 35 years. Mr. Rajoelina, who is 36, has said he is not a candidate for the presidency. The proposed constitution would also require presidential candidates to live in the country for at least 6 months prior to the election. This would prevent former President Marc Ravalomanana from running for the office. He has been in exile since he was ousted in last year's coup. The referendum was rejected by three main opposition parties led by Mr. Ravalomanana and two other former presidents. It has also been dismissed by the African Union, the Southern Africa Development Community, and most Western governments. Some voters expressed enthusiasm for the new constitution, but Rebinariv said many did not go to the polls.
The reaction is muted. There is absolutely no enthusiasm because I think everyone knows that we are not out of the woods, and it's anyone's guess what is going to happen in the weeks and months ahead.
Following last year's coup, Western governments suspended most non-humanitarian aid, and Madagascar's economy has been hard hit by a fall in foreign investment. But Mr. Rajoelina says he is prepared to move ahead without his country's traditional allies, and reportedly has lined up several major deals, primarily with Chinese investors. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.